This has been an extremely busy week in this friendly city with lots going on in town. We at the Moose Jaw Express have no lack of things to cover. Of note, hope you have your tickets for the upcoming Chamber of Commerce MJBEX Awards event on Wednesday evening, April 24th, to support your fellow Moose Jawians in their endeavors. This is a special event to celebrate all of the people and their great businesses that make this city what it is. It's also great to see a new store, Tunnel Vision Optical opened a new dispensary store on 1st Avenue Northwest for contacts and glasses that adds to the selection already available here in Moose Jaw by other optical stores. The coroner's inquest held last week in Moose Jaw pinpointed a few problems in our police services around the province and made recommendations to be implemented that should help to better police service to the communities in our region and beyond. Although mistakes were made, and although these mistakes needed to be accountable, it's not necessary to point fingers, as an inquest is designed to come up with solutions to certain issues that have arisen rather than lay blame. We need to be thankful that we have police to assist in our community's policing, otherwise with a transient society, renegade lawlessness and lack of respect for anyone or anything by some, poverty and other determining factors, things would be much worse here in Moose Jaw and elsewhere. By all of the letters to the editor included in this edition, you certainly can see that Moose Jawians are engaged in what's going on here. Our publication continues to invite letters to the editor as long as individuals provide their name, address and phone number for verification purposes, although only the name of the submitter is included along with the letter to the editor for publication. As well, just of note, there is a certain level of guideline criteria necessary for these letters to the editor that is included at the top of the disclaimer and should be reviewed prior to submission. As well, the editor's email address has changed for all correspondence to be joan@moosejawexpress.com. Please send your letters to the editor to this new email address going forward, or if you do not have a computer, you are welcome to drop them off at the Moose Jaw Express office at 466 High Street. We do share our letters to the editor with the online daily moosejawtoday.com, so they usually can be viewed there as well. Please make sure that your letters to the editor do not attack an individual or include information that is defamatory or condescending. We reserve the right to edit all letters to the editor as we deem necessary. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.